the Lord told me, said, take some of that. I said, oh, Lord, I can't take that stuff. I mean, I ain't ate nothing. It's bothering my stomach and make me sick. And so sometimes I would drink a little bit, and sometimes I put carrot juice in it, you know, drink a little bit of that. And so I was, you know, ain't thought nothing about it. Listen, your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. The greatest thing God did when he made man, because he made man in his image and after his likeness, and he put himself in him. And so I, watch out. Y'all can shout at me. And so I said, yeah, Lord, I know I need to do this. I need to drink the juice too. And I said, I'll put a little something in it and I can kind of stomach it. You know. I ain't talking about losing weight. I'm talking about just being healthy. Tired of getting up feeling bad and sleeping through the day and all dragging around. You go to the store, you can't help. And I thought to myself, I said, now we supposed to be, you know, getting out in the highway. And how you gonna get in the highway and you can't walk and you can't, hallelujah, you don't feel good half the time. Your head hurt, this hurt, that hurt. Y'all don't know, but I'm preaching. Tony, I'm preaching. And so I said, well, yeah. Now, meanwhile, that's why I said we have eyes to see, but we don't see. A heart, we just don't see or hear. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I had books. In fact, the minute I bought a little cute little thing to put in my boots in. Read in the kitchen. It's about all about how to take care of yourself and how to juice and do this kind of thing and make yourself feel better. And I'm just, the book's just sitting there. I got books on everything. And when this one get out, we get a book on that. And then we had something about the blood things. The blood. You know, we like an easy way out. There ain't no easy way out. I say, ain't no easy way out. You're going to feel bad sometime. You're going to have to cry sometime. You're going to have to just wonder what's wrong with you sometime. I'm preaching. And so, brother, the books I got sitting there, now, I ain't bothering nobody. Every time I turn the radio on, look at the television program, health. Health. I say, goodness, Lord. Grace is the light. We sit up all Friday night. I'm tired. You know, we sit up. We got back home by 12:30. I know y'all got home later. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to just up juice. Take care of yourself. Do this and that. Not to, y'all, stay with me now. Stay with me. And so I had this book. So last night I'm going down. I'm going to turn on, I love Jewish broadcasts. I'm turning this Jewish broadcast. He never have nothing on about nothing like that. There sits Sherry Chalbaum, the juice lady, on this program. So then she goes, and now I done heard her testimony, so I have to listen to her testimony again. How a man almost, have you heard her testimony? A man almost beat her half to death, left her dying, and they took her to the hospital, and they had beat her with an iron pipe. I know it's God. And her hand, this hand here was beat, all her knuckles was broken, beat into pulp. She had a specialist there for her hands. But he said, ma'am, you'll never use this hand again. I don't know what to do with it. The Holy Spirit came to her. Now, you think God just in the spiritual business? You know, you think he just want to take you to and all this kind of stuff? You got to live on this earth. And so he came to her and told her, said, I'm going to show you what to do. He said, I want you to help my people. Same thing that Jordan got. We had that. Every book that I've come by, I've given it to you all. I believe in this. I do. Let me try to do this, Lord. Help me, Jesus. And so she said how she started juicing and eating right. You know, she didn't just juice out. She ate right. You know, she stopped eating all this junk, potato chips and all this kind of crap. She stopped eating it. And little by little, her body healed. That woman held her hand up and looked just like man. The Lord healed her hand. Now, wait a minute, children. I ain't just heard this one time. I've heard this several times from several testimonies. And I put it all together. I said, God, you're trying to tell me something. You know, you're trying to show me something. And there that was last night now. I go down there and I'm gonna turn on and look at this thing. And there she said. I said, Lord, I just got to listen. Jackie called me and said, Mama, I was in prayer. And the Lord seemed to tell me that what you juice to give to daddy, you take it. Now, what you take, arthritis, gout is arthritis. Hold it. You've been praying and praying and praying. You're going to have to do something. or you're not going to get healed. I don't care how many prayer lines you go through. God told me this. My hand been, you know, just yesterday it cut up like nothing. It tingles and pains and aches. And I said, Lord, why don't you heal me? I'm down there crying. You need to hear me. I love you. How am I going to get out there? This is how you're going to do it. You're going to do right. Or you gonna, your hand going to still be. And that's what he told me now. And I know, listen, what he used to hear me. You growing up. You ain't in the same place you in 40 years ago. This is a new thing. God wants us to know everything. He wants us to experience all of his love, all of his care. So he gave this woman a vision. And she went, she said it was a battlefield. And on this battlefield, and I'm going to get that tape and show it to y'all because it's kind of played out on the tape. We was laying down on the, all of God's people, laying on the ground. Diabetes, high blood pressure, Crohn's disease, this kind of disease, all across the belly. And the devil was standing over them with a sword. And they couldn't use their sword because they was on the ground. She said, God showed her that. But after people begin to, you know how when these people, they begin to hear her. It was a lady named Carol or somebody. She was sick. Doctors couldn't do nothing. Like she, doctors couldn't do nothing. She followed Miss Kelbaum's instructions. In a month's time, she was totally healed. I didn't come to church to hear that. What God taught me was this. I've let you live in this body. You're going to stand before me one day. What you do with the body? What did you do with it? See, y'all think this is going to be, no. He writing down everything. What did you do? Try to stay with me if you can and pray for me. What you going to do with this body? What did you do with it? Well, Lord, I lived holy. That's good. Righteousness, I live. That's good. But this is a generation that no more. This is a generation back there when brother died because he was too big. He didn't know no better. He said, as you come into the light, walk in it. It just means what it say. Not only walk in the physical light, but walk in the natural light and the spiritual light. I said, well, Lord, you know, the husband man got, I told Jack, I said, now, Jack, the husband got to be first particular the fruit. I got to get myself together first. I feel new this morning. I feel that when you come into the house of the Lord, you come to praise God. I feel you ought to leave everything outside. Close your eyes and forget about your next door neighbor and this one, that one, and close your eyes and go at it. I praise you ought to give him all the praise and the glory. Because I just got to read the scripture this morning where he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is in me, bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. It's time for you to get your eyes off of people. And this is your God. I want you to stand on your feet. I don't care what time it's supposed to be. We ain't took the offering. Hey, we take it. They will take the offering before we get out of here. So let's stand up. Let's stand up, and I'm not trying to, hallelujah, I know she said they had a good time, but let me tell you something. God has said, this is our time for Revival Center. But we ain't going to get nothing from God till we praise him. I said, we ain't going to get nothing from him till we let him know that we appreciate him. So all I want you to do is stand on your feet and tell God what you appreciate. Now, if you don't appreciate it, you can just sit down. But I'm telling you, I'm going to stand on my feet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to move my feet. I'm going to tell him I love him and I praise him this morning. Praise the Lord. Come on, come on. Let's praise God. Let's tell him that we care about him. Let's tell him how good he is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And one day soon, God's going to fill this roster. Praise the Lord with every instrument out there that's played. They're going to even bring some instruments you ain't never heard play. Because God want to bless us. Go ahead and praise him. Just tell him, Lord, Lord, I love you. You done brought me from a long way. Praise the Lord. I said, you brought me from a long way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him for his goodness and his mercy. Praise him for his kindness. Praise him because you know him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead. Just a little more while. Come on, let's give him a little more praise. Praise because he's a good God. Ain't nobody like Jesus. Ain't nobody like him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. 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 As you stand and praise, praise the Lord. All that you promised God. Praise the Lord. If you promise and you ain't come through it, ask him to forgive you because you're getting ready to take the sacrament today. And this ain't no plaything. Uh-oh, thank you, Jesus. Ask him to forgive you for the promise that you done made to him and you didn't keep them. God is a forgiving God. God is a God of love. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, you know what? I don't know what, but this was coming to me now. I'm just going to stretch out. He said, as you take the sacrament today, God going to heal some people. If all he done said about your body, taking care of you, God going to heal you of some things. God going to heal you as you take the sacrament today. God going to heal you of some. It ain't always got to be your body. It's other stuff in your life need healing. Hallelujah. It's some friendships that need healing. It's something else need healing. It's something your mind need healing. It's something you're down you need healing. Praise the Lord. Praise him one more time. Praise him one more time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord is really blessing you and helping you. You don't know. God is really moving you into another place, sister. Because you got here Friday night. I mean, you prayed. Hallelujah. You prayed. Praise the Lord. So, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, touch my granddaughter. Touch her and bring her on in the name of Jesus to this place that you got for her, Lord, in Jesus' name. I know it's been hard, honey, but God going to send us some help. You hear me? We get out here and search out all these places we could ready to walk in. Praise the Lord. Praise him one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, I love it because right now we ain't got no music to pray, but we getting ready to get some music praise. That, let me tell you something, how good God is. I'll let you sit down just a few minutes. I got a little, you know, that CD player. You know how they find them. So I, at Goodwill, I got a CD player. A little bit when you put your little thing in the ears. And I said, oh, Lord, I had to take one of them back. So I brought another one. I brought another one. $2 or $3, you know, pray old CD. Just, you know. And so I put one of Brother Richardson's tapes in it. And I couldn't hardly, I said, well, Lord, I got to take this back too. I'm working with this. Finally, come on. And he said, in this tape, I'm going to anoint these instruments. Y'all don't remember. You remember? Okay, do y'all remember? He said, I'm going to anoint these instruments. He said, I decree that this church is going to be filled. You remember? And I say, Lord, we hear, but we don't hear. We see, but we don't see. It was like the blind man that Jesus touched. He touched him and said, he said, I see men as trees, but God getting ready to take the trees away from us today. God getting ready to touch us this morning. And God going to let us see like we're supposed to see. Praise the Lord. Put your hands on your eyes. Put your hands upon your eyes. And say, Lord, move this tree filling and hallelujah. Move it away, Lord. And let me see, hallelujah, Lord, like I'm supposed to see, Lord. Let me see, Lord. Let me see you in Jesus' name. Let me see you, Lord. 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 Thank you. If you meant it, you're going to change the day. I'm telling you, if I can change in the morning, you can show change in the day. You hear me? God going to do what he say. And I told the Lord, I said, you didn't let me feel nothing about what the people raped the church. He said, they could have did more. I said, yeah, that's true. Now, we done found out more about it. It was a little yellow truck. And the lady next door said she saw the people come bringing stuff in there. Somebody put a, I said, well, he sure was neat. They broke in the church. And so He brought a great big desk. You can't hardly, she said they. But she said she didn't know what they were doing, so she didn't come over. They opened, they knocked the door in. This somebody's been here. Now I went and found out, while we was having service one day, somebody in a little yellow truck rode all the way around the church and came all the way around, casing the building. Then we wonder, we pray enough in this building. Why? But the Lord told me, he didn't let me feel nothing. He didn't let me feel nothing. He said, all things work together for good. He told me, that's all he told me. We walked into church, desk gone, the money gone, the computer gone, and I'm the pastor. I didn't feel anything. I didn't know what to say to you all. The Lord said, you ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. I'm on it. I'm on the case. He told me this morning, so I'm on it. It's been six weeks. And I said, Lord, I got to say something to these folk. We done prayed all this day. They say, how are we praying and the devil coming in and doing all of this? He said, I'm on it. I'm on it. Amen. So I don't know if that dude going to bring my stuff back or he going to send me a check for what he got. I hadn't even prayed about it, sister. I hadn't even prayed and thought about it. I said, Lord, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm shame. I don't know what it is. But I sit there, and when we call the police, and I sit there, and I ain't felt nothing. I said, well, I'm getting too old. My feelings is gone. And this morning, he told me, say, I'm on it. I said, Lord, all I'm saying, what you told me, you said all things. That's what you told me when I walked in this church. All things work together for the good. How's this going to work? You wait, it's going to work. You wait and see. I say, you church, y'all getting ready. Didn't I tell you we getting ready? How we know how God going to bring us into these other things? We looking for it to happen this way or that. But you don't, oh, thank you, Jesus. You don't know how he going to do it. He on it. I say, Lord, they don't know who did it, but you know. Now this morning, for the first or second time I prayed, I said, Lord, you get a hold of them people. I said, you shake them and you make them repent. And you make them give. Now I ain't thought about how he could give it back. I said, I don't care, Lord, you justice. You show justice in this. But I didn't pray the other day. I couldn't. I didn't know what to say, and I didn't feel like saying nothing. Now that's something I'm gonna learn too. We getting ready to go on a journey. Y'all ready to go? Come to church to serve the Lord and praise him. Don't worry about who else at the church. If this is where you want to be, if this is where you feel God has put you, then you come here and praise your God. Forget about everybody else. You talk too long. You do. This is God's house. You are the church. I say you the church. This is just a building. But I come into this building today to tell God, ain't nobody like you. I want to tell you, ain't nobody like you. I want to tell you, ain't nobody like you. I want to tell you, Lord, all the strength that I got left in me, I want to do it for you. Hallelujah. If I live to get 90 or however, Lord, keep me strong so I can do it for you, Lord. I want the world to know that God is God. And I want him to show up and confirm it. I said, Lord, I'll preach your gospel, but you got to confirm it. You confirm your gospel. And it seemed like he pleased. It seemed like he be listening to me sometimes. Girl, boy, see, I can stay and pray in my private time too, a couple of hours, because I'll be talking to him about everything. Things I don't say here. You know, praise the Lord. But children, this is, y'all know this is the first of the year, don't you? This is the first of the year. This is God's year. Now, the Gregorian say January, but it's September. Is the first of the year. And I kind of feel like we've come into something new. I kind of feel like she said it. I feel good. I feel a stir in my soul. I feel this is what God is trying to do. And he's trying to get you out of looking at folks. You know, forget about people. God, they ain't got nowhere to put you. You want to sing your song. If they don't want to hear, they put the bring some things and stop in the ears. You know, just do what you're supposed to do. I've made him a man. I said, Lord, I don't know what keep people and keep me, but I've asked forgiveness. I've asked forgiveness. And I said, Lord, if I have to get to the altar, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. But those that have stayed in this place, they deserve to see you move. Because the move of the, where had that sister go? Of the latter house is greater than the move of the former house. You know, the former house, this prophet said he saw that move. But there's a move that God is in there. I know it's there. You know it's there. If you got any sense, you know it's there. God is going to move. I don't care if they stop the checks. I don't care if the food get off. God going to move. This is the time. Listen, don't let nothing separate you because the Bible said it. Nothing going to separate you from the love of God. I don't care what they do and what they decide. Because them crazy people up there, unless they get God in their mind and in their conscience, they're not going to make the right decision. So they know you talking about. I said, Lord, I don't care how many gatherings they have. We going to gather and we going to make. I don't care how many rules. If they make them without God, they ain't got nothing going. Because except God build the house, you labor in vain. So you can labor all you want to. And they say, well, we're going to get in. We're going to do so-and-so. And we're going to pass this. And we're going to pass it. And we're going to pray today for Kim. What's her name? Kim Davis. I got to give God praise for Lisa taking a stand. Go ahead and clap your hand and pray. And just, she just took a stand. She at least took a stand. All right, now, listen. Pray that the Lord would get a hold of her mind. Because she said, If long as they didn't have her name on it, she'd pass them out if they didn't have her name on it. She'll pass them if they don't have the name on them. She don't want her name attached to it. But if you put your hand, you're still attached. But I still praise God for her taking a stand because she's in jail. They put her in jail. And I thought to myself, I said, they put her in jail. Yeah, and if they put her and the people in jail, children, can't you see where we are? Can't you see our nation ain't going nowhere? They put her in jail for standing on something they supposed to have built the country on. I said, Lord, here we are in the last day. I say, here we stand in the last day. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to shake somebody's hand and say, girl, I'm going to really, and I want you to pray for people too. I want you to say, look, I'm going to really pray for you. So I said, let's go into another realm. Come on. Tell them, let's go. Let's go. Let's go, Jackie. Let's go into another realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's go. Praise the Lord. We can't stay in this plane. I'm to the highland bound. I'm seeking higher ground. I can't remain. I can't remain in this plane, child. I got to go up. I got to go further. Praise the Lord. One man asked me, said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Church ain't over yet now. We ain't even took the sacrament yet. Yeah. Everybody back in order now. Get back in your seats. Yes, praise. Yes. Yes, Lord. We do all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We going to make it. Yes. Oh, she's, yeah, you can tell.
Kim Davis is the county clerk for a county in Kentucky. She was arrested because she would not hand out marriage licenses based on the Supreme Court ruling back in June because it's now law. She got arrested for contempt. Judge basically ordered she had to hand them out. She refused. So now she's in jail for contempt of court. That as long as she decides that she's not going to hand them out, she'll be locked up until her lawyers can get her out. In America. Right. She wouldn't hand them out to, and there's video of it, of a same-sex couple in front of her, and she's telling them, no, I'm not giving it to you, this, that, and the other. And a couple days later, they arrested her for contempt. You get a marriage license, the county clerk's name is on there. She don't want her name on it, which, you know, she don't want her name on it, but she's a county clerk. So unless she resigns or steps down, her name is on the certificate. Right. She don't want it on there. But she's a county clerk. So
sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at his feet, sweet spirit. Sweep over my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know God is good. We're going to take the offering up now and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the first. Keep your mind on the Lord. We're going to take up the offering for the sake of those who asked me to do this like this. I like to be nice. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's right. Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes. And you just can't treat it any way you want to. You can't. That's right. That's right. And why you sick. I want to read the six from the 66 Psalms. I want to start there. And Father, I want to thank you. I do pray. If there's any way, Paul said he came and gave the saints something. He imparted to them something. If anything was imparted today, Lord, I pray the impartation of having our eyes opened in this day be imparted unto the saints. That we no longer be blind, that we'll see. Open our eyes, God. And a brother wrote a song, said, open my eyes, I want to see Jesus. Children of God, we got to have our eyes open so we can see Jesus. Because even the Jews, when he came, he came to his own and they didn't receive him because they couldn't see him. So you have to see to understand. You have to see. If this child study and never understand to see and never gets, oh, this is what this, you won't pass. Amen. But you have to see. You have to open your eyes and see. You remember we studied about Elijah when all this great man he was. But something about seeing changes your life. And when Jezebel sent out and said she's going to kill him, the Bible say when he saw, because she had killed up all the prophets. Remember? Come on, y'all remember? She killed up all the prophets. She was something else. But here's a man that called down fire out of heaven. Come on, children of God. He called down fire. But you got to be able to, hallelujah, see him, not see. He said, the Bible said, when he saw, he ran. He should have been sawing. See, he will look at that. Wait a minute. What it's saying is, his mind got so engrossed in what he saw when he saw them prophets get killed that he said, well, shucking, this woman, she'll kill me. He forgot about the keeping power of God. He forgot about the fire falling on the altar. Did anybody catch that? Amen. So I just want to read the praise. So he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Sing forth, this is 66 Psalms. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. That's what we want to do when we come in this house. I can preach to next year. Amen. But if we praise God, if some changes will take place. Hello. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are places. You can praise God, hallelujah, and things take place. Amen. Have you ever got alone in your prayer closet? You just praise the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you. And all of a sudden, you feel better. Something happens in your praise. Well, this should be the greatest thing because we are here as a unit. And as we praise God, something ought to show happen. and we praise God. Because we'll hear it more than one of us, maybe 15 to 20. We praise God it should something happen. So he said in Psalms, this is David's writing. He said, sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible are you in your works. Through thy greatness, though the greatness of thy power, shall thine enemies submit themselves unto you. All the earth shall worship you. All the earth shall sing unto you. They shall sing to thy name. And that's what Sheila means, slow down. Come and see the works of the God. He's terrible in his doing toward the children of men. And then he talks about how he turned the sea into dry land. And they went through the flood on foot. Therefore did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Sheila. So David knew how to praise God. He went into the house of the Lord for a person to praise his God. And you ought to come in here into this house to praise him. Church, you're the church. Get it in your mind now, you're the church. I say, get it in your mind, you're the church. And I do agree that God has places that he meet with people. I agree for that. I have to agree because it was in the Bible. But I believe, hallelujah, that this place can be so anointed. You know, it ain't because the place. It's because you brought the anointing. It's because of what you brought into the house of God. It ain't that this building could stay here all, but it's what you bring. When people come in here and say, I feel it, you know, you brought it in here because you're the church. How to say, I'm the church. I'm the church. You're the church of the living God. And we are the church. When we go out in the highways and go around, you're the church. I've been having some strange experiences. Very strange. I was telling Al about it. Y'all know Walmart is my one of my fields I work in. I was up to this counter and talking to this girl, and I don't know, she bought some corn. I told her, I said, this, you know, she said, how you get this corn? I said, well, I fry corn. You ain't never had, I said, girl, you ain't never had no fried corn. So y'all think you got to quote all these scriptures. You got to learn how to talk to folk. Jesus said, go call your husband. He didn't go into, you know, disease, no. And so we started talking. I said, until she found out I was a minister, she said, yeah, we're having something September the 20th over in O'Fallon. She said, I live in O'Fallon. I said, really? Honey, what's your name? So she gave me her name. I said, what's your number? She said, are you going to call me? Please call me. Please. I said, I'm going to call you. I promise I'll call you. So I wrote her name down. I'm going to call her. Amen. Hallelujah. So the next day I go into the store, in the next store, this store. So they stood before me, it or he. It or she. She was getting it, whatever. It's a she of her. Getting some what you call it? Pillsbury make it. It's a dyed cake. I love chocolate, so I try to snitch and get that. I'm y'all laugh, but I'm gonna stop that stuff. If that ain't right, what is it? 90, it's got 90 calories in it. You know, it's a box and it's got, you know what it is, don't you? So, what's the name of it? Fiber what? Daddy, there go. So, Daddy eats up my Fiber One bars anyway. He can't keep nothing either. But so, and I told her, I said, honey, I said, that's, oh my goodness, that's three. I said, now, is they cheaper at Walmart? This started your conversation. I don't know. It's a cheaper one. But here's how it started. I was standing at the thing. She said, that's a pretty skirt you got on. I said, thank you. That's what she said. That's what they said. And I said, Lord, help me. So I was getting ready to go. I said, wait. I said, what is your name, dear? I said, you say you live in O'Fallon? And I told her about the service we have. She said, yeah. I said, I want you to come to the service. And I looked at her and I said, come. I said, Jesus loves you. And I love you. Come on. Let us show you the love of God. I didn't quote Genesis 2 and 5. I didn't quote none of that. Not that you shouldn't now. Be yourself. You know, I ain't trying to be like nobody. I'm just me. What you see is what you get. I'm just me. And she turned around and looked at me. And I said,
Lord said, don't be calling. I said, what's your name? Well, if I feel her name, I would know what sex she was. What's your name? And this sister, she said, my name is Kayla. I said, Kayla, that's pretty. And I just kind of said something else to her. It looked like little tears. She just, when I told her that how much God loved her, she just, you know, she just turned around in a sickness. It's terrible. Praise God. So I'm hoping that, I said, if you come, I'm going to recognize you as my friend. Because I want you to, I'm having a family friend. I want you to come as my friend. Friend, come. And she looked at me and she said, okay. So she walked out the store. You scared to get close to people? Jesus touched people with leprosy. They leprous, leprous in sin. I don't know how, I don't either. I don't know how, but I take what I got. Then I go back home and say, Lord, I need more than this. I need some more. But I tell you what, I'm going to be trying with what I got. And he goes, I ain't going to sit down here telling her, no, no, I'm going to be trying with what I got. You'd be surprised what you got to hear. And all this week has been kind of, you know, amen. I say, people like me. People like me. I said, people like me for some reason. They do. They like me. I get in trouble with that sometimes, though. I was sitting in the hospital. Maybe shouldn't tell this. And the doctor came in, was working with Dad. Now, you know I told y'all some things, okay? The man walked over to me and said, you are so beautiful. Now, y'all know I'm not beautiful. Y'all know that. What people see is Jesus. They see Jesus. People have walked on me, honest to goodness, liars go to hell. I was in Detroit. I was on the elevator. A lady said, pray for me. I said, how you know I can pray for you? She said, I know you can. Please pray for me. People see Jesus in you. I know they do. I've had people come out the street, honestly. I was sitting in the hospital. And this lady was sitting beside me. She said, you are so beautiful. I said, now, Lord, look here now. I got a mirror, by the way. But then he let me know. It's Christ in you. You know why people like you and draw to you? It's Christ in you. I say it's Christ in you. The hope of glory. You ain't got to look like whatever her name is. It's Christ. But there's something be in you. Let me tell you, when you pray and love God, something get down in you. It shows from the outside in. That's right, inside out. People can tell it. They feel it. When you come in the room, they feel it. They feel it. You'll win souls. Just be yourself. Ask God to help you and just be. Don't try to be like nobody else. Don't try to talk like nobody else. Don't try to preach. I said, Lord, I don't care. I just love Sister Marilyn. I told brother, I'm coming out. By the way, I'm going out there the fourth Sunday in this month. And I said, now don't think Marilyn coming out there. Sister David's coming. And they just love me. Because I'm me. You will love because you're you. And if you be yourself, people will say, you know, I really, you know, something about you. Ain't that right, sister? I love you. I love your smile. I feel better when you come around. You got that going here? Well, then you just keep living. You'll get it going. Just stay in prayer. Amen. Amen. When you stay in prayer, Bridget say, Mama, she believe you get into prayer, you get younger. I wouldn't be surprised. Praise the Lord said, okay. He said, I read this. I want to read this to you. He was telling to them that they had eyes. I had it marked. But he said they had eyes, but they didn't see. They couldn't see because he told them that. You find it because I must have lost it. Praise God. I took my card out. I got this morning. Eyes you can't see. Hallelujah. He said, praise the Lord. You have ears that you can't hear. But today I'm asking God, by his spirit, the eyes he gave us, let us see naturally and spiritually. And our ears, let him hear. Not only what the chatter from hell. See, a lot of people listen at the chatter from the second heaven where the devil rules. There's a chatter going on. Chatter. Have you ever got down to pray and this look like your prayers? You know, you like, and then you hit it.
Well, the Lord done moved that devil over, and your prayer's gone right on up to the third heaven. Y'all didn't know that there's three heavens. The Bible says so. And in that second heaven, the devil, he lives up there, and he then all this chatter he got going down. You and all this demons over here. And when they down here and up there too. But I want to tell you, even in all of that, our God is awesome. I say he's awesome. You can pray. You can pray in the morning. Pray in your car. Don't tell me you ain't got time to pray. You drive around, don't you? Okay, you pray then. You ain't got to be down all this style. That. Talk to him in your car. Talk to him when you get in home. Talk to him on your job. Get in the shower, talk to him. Get at the dishes and talk to him. Get your vacuum cleaner out, women, and talk to him. Well, I have so much to do. I do too. And being a mother with so many kids, I've learned how to turn off work. I can get up and clean your house up, wash your clothes, and cook you a meal in less than an hour. And I look back and say, good Lord, how'd I get all that done? I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to pace myself. You know what I'm saying? But I did it all my life because of my children. But I have to talk to him. Don't say, well, you know, I'm saying, no, you ain't too tired. You ain't doing too much. Uh-uh. You walking, ain't you? Talk to him while you walking. You know, just talk to him. Why you think you got to go all through this, whatever you go through? Y'all don't do that, though. Hallelujah. You talk to your husband. And I thought about it. I say, Lord, help us all. Put on your seatbelts. Help us all. Because we get patient with everybody but you. Everybody but you, Lord. Everybody but you, Lord. I was at the doctor's office with my husband about a month ago. And I don't know if they had forgot that they had put him in at a certain time. That man sit back there. I done read 5 magazines, talked to 3 or 4 people. He's still sitting back there. So he come through the hall. I heard him say, look. And the doctor said, oh, I forgot you was back there. But I want you to know God never forgets. And I thought to myself, we come here and sit at this stupid doctor's office. And all they going to do is to do the same thing and charge us. And since Daddy been to the hospital, every week he gets a bill. Ain't that us? No, you just hold on. You're going to get your bills now. Just forget it. I'll pay them. Just the household, I'll just take it and pay them because you're going to get them. $40 for this. Now, what is $100 coming? I said, remember that lady came in and told you about food? You have to pay her. You got to pay her. If they come in and look at you, no, 5 minutes. $250. You got to pay these people. Hold on, children, God. God done spoke to my heart. He said, I'm going to make it real to my people. I'm getting ready to make it real. It's got to be real, children of God. It's got to be so real that you know your God. It ain't got to be some of your pastor preachers or our preacher, somebody else preacher, whatever, or you read or you hear it on TV. God is real. I mean, God is God, and God can do anything, but fail, if you can believe him. Our problem is holding on and waiting. But the Bible say in your patience, this is why he have you waiting. You know, he can't boom every time you want something. But I've gone to prayer and some terrible prayers, y'all. I said, Lord, you're going to make me feel bad if you don't heal me. You should have taught me this if you didn't want me to do last this. Oh, I just went through it. And that's what he told me about my body. No, I want you to learn how to take care of yourself better than you do. We do pretty good because Ernest had to get off of salt and sugar and everything like that. And he had a salt. I said, Lord, well, he groaned. And I know I do the food good, you know, but you got a salt shaker. It's hard. That's why I'm telling y'all, it's hard. You're used to doing things 10, 15 years. You've got into that habit. If you tell you got them cookies, you got into that habit. Nobody going to say that, children, what we got to do is going to be easy. If you don't pray, it's hard for you to go pray. If you don't, you know, get yourself worked up. You got to have a schedule almost. Write it down and say, you know, at 12 I'm going to pray. Well, the phone going to ring, of course. And somebody calling you to buy something you ain't thinking about. But you got to have something established. You have to. I'm going to get up. I get off so good because I get up early in the morning. See, ain't nobody calling me unless it's one of the saints. And if somebody called myself, if somebody called me at 6 or 7, I said, that's D. She calls me sometime in the morning. But as a whole, I can pray all I want to. I can get up at 4 and pray to 7, you know, if I want to. You know what I'm saying? Find a time to pray. I know you have. Find a time to pray to it and learn about your God. I can only preach to you so much, I can't make you do nothing. Amen? Amen? And God will receive your praises because he's just God. I've seen God do things for people that I didn't think near deserved it. But who am I? That's why I know he'll do stuff. Girl, please don't be. he'll do things because God is God. I say, God is God. Today I want to leave with you before we take the sacrament that he's going to give you today. Ask to see if you want him. If you desire an ear to hear him, he's going to give it to you because he wants you to see and hear. Jesus healed the physical blind, opened the physical blinded eyes and gave them sight and hearing. Because if you can't hear them, well, you know, amen. I want to say this to you. I love you. I pray that you continue to pray for me. And I intend to come in and have service. I know we don't have music yet, but God has promised, and I know he will. Y'all see out there where I got that? We had that rainbow over the church. Me and Sister Gertie was out there. And she said, look. Look at the rainbow. Get my film. That we didn't put that over there. This was real. Me and Sister Gertie was out on the parking lot. Wasn't it, Sister Gertie? And we saw the rainbow over this church. Well, rainbows, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. To me, that's a covenant. That's a covenant, and I believe God has made a covenant with me, and I believe he's going to fulfill it. You ready? You ready? And after the, you know, every time people see that, they may not think about it, but every time I see a rainbow, I get chills because I say, look at God. Look at, sister said she seen one that had all the colors on it. Yes, she said, oh, she was so excited. So he let you know if I've told you, I will do what, if I told you, and he, listen to this now, there is no time with God. Get out your time, because there ain't no time with God. Oh, no, he told them that a couple thousand years ago, and the rainbow still be there. He said, when you see the rainbow, you're going to know my covenant is still good. God's covenant is good. Stand on your feet. We want to send the love of God to her. Did we pray for her?